When two cars occupy the same space at the same time, you get a collision. The same thing goes for radio signals created by the growing number of wireless gadgets, from cell phones to GPS receivers. And in this next report, NPR's Larry Abramson tells us what the Federal Communications Commission is trying to do about it.
What do a baby monitor and a military aircraft radio have in common? The FCC's James Drasher says that once upon a time, both tried to use the same radio frequency.
We got a call from the United States Air Force that they're hearing babies on their monitor and on the radio navigation. On the military band, yes.
Astute FCC staffers headed out to investigate. They checked out the PX and decided to test a baby monitor that was supposed to send the sounds of crying kids only to receivers carried by their loving parents. Drasher has a sample at the FCC labs in Columbia, Maryland. You can see just how much interference this thing causes by listening to the effect on a local radio station broadcasting at the same frequency.
This is FM.
Okay, time to wake up. Washington's new number one hit music station. That is a hot hit, Evanescence.
As soon as you turn on the monitor, the station disappears.
And it also knocks out your TV channel. It'll interfere with anything in that spectrum. Radio, fixed mobile, FM.
The FCC immediately pulled the monitor off the market. These kinds of collisions could potentially cost lives or just a lot of money when companies offer new services that threaten to shove incumbents off the road. In a neighboring lab, FCC engineers are trying to referee a dispute between amateur radio operators and the new kid on the block, Broadband Over Powerline, or BPL.
Okay, Broadband Over Powerline means pretty much what it says. It's sending broadband signals over power lines.
The FCC's Steve Martin is testing whether this technology is as simple as it sounds. He set up a network that uses electrical wiring to download a film clip.
As that plays, this antenna is monitoring the radio frequency signals that are used by this BPL device to send that signal over the power wiring of the building.
The FCC is officially bullish on this technology. It could extend high-speed internet access to rural areas where other broadband systems cannot reach. But it could also knock lots of amateur radio users off the air, according to Dave Sumner of the American Radio Relay League.
The only right that BPL has to use the radio spectrum is if it does not cause any harmful interference to radio communication services. Licensed radio users clearly have priority here.
Sumner's group points to government tests that show BPL could foul up communications by amateur radio operators who argue they serve a critical function during emergencies. The FCC's Steve Martin is testing ways to protect amateur radio bands by carefully eliminating the BPL frequencies that interfere.
This is a standard adhered to by a number of different companies, and they're notching out frequencies used by amateur radio in this case.
Keeping the peace in these disputes can be touchy work, so the agency is buying new toys to make its own assessments. This past week, FCC Chairman Michael Powell came out to the lab to cut the ribbon on a shiny new anechoic chamber.
All right, here we go.
There you go.
The chamber is covered with special absorbent material so no radio waves from the outside world can get inside. That makes it the perfect place to test the interference created by new gadgets, according to the FCC's Tom Phillips.
Computers, cordless telephones, a lot of low-powered unlicensed devices, garage door openers.
Every time the FCC resolves one dispute, two more pop up, in part because the commission has a mandate to foster new services like broadband over power line, but it also has to protect existing users who are often very influential, airplane pilots, developers of life-saving devices, or in a recent dispute, public radio stations worried about interference by a new generation of low-power FM broadcasters. Chairman Michael Powell says as the stakes in these various interference battles grow, government has to have access to independent data.
The danger that we know that rests with relying on parties for that is that data is going to be built in a way that protects their commercial self-interest. That's not always the same as the public interest.
Powell is hoping that better data will make it easier to find a compromise in these disputes so he doesn't have to pick winners and losers. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.